All right, yeah, so this video I wanted to make as a separate video about my marriage. So, like I said originally, like my ex-wife, she had a one-year-old when I met her. I was still beta-minded at the time. I was 30, and I met her off Tinder. So yeah, that's just a whole bunch of red flags right there. So, but like I said, I was beta minded at this point. So we went on a date the first night, and we went Dutch. Like I think actually she paid for it actually. And I really didn't even like her the first time, like initially. But then we kept talking, and she was, you know, pretty open. Like, you know, most 30 and up year old women are going to be like, they know that they're not, you know, physically at the top of their game. So they're going to try to make it up, you know, pretty much in being open, accepting of all things and all that. See, I know this now. I didn't know this back then. So honestly, I ended up moving in with her. Maybe within, like, it didn't take long because I was working at the school, and I only worked at the school for a month. And it was before I had even finished that school. So it wasn't long. And it was like at the end of that shit. So like it wasn't even long. So I moved in with her, man. And she had this kid. And I always hear about the baby's father. And so eventually I met the baby's dad, right? So I meet the baby's dad. You know, initially the guy, like, you know, he wanted to hate me because, you know, I'm living with this bitch and his kid. I'm fucking his fucking bitch. So I know he's like, man. But then, like, it's just like I said in previous videos. See, he, like, he has the appearance of an alpha. Like, he, like, when you see him, he looks like an alpha. But, like, as soon as you got to deal with him, there's another woman in the room, like, it's just completely beta. And you know how to deal with it. How you deal with betas like that, pretty much you just ignore them. Like, because at the core, betas really either one, they don't have a lot to say, or two, they may have a little bit to say, but it kind of ends up with them just running around in circles, chasing their own bullshit. Kind of like how like when guys are convinced that their girlfriend's cheating, and they found text messages, they found porn of her on the internet, they found pictures of her with other guys on Facebook, but they just want her to admit it. They just want her to admit it, and they'll just keep sitting around, and it'll just keep spinning it. They just want her to, like, motherfucker, she cheated on you, bro. You see it right here. Like, you see, but so like that, those are the two types of betas who I usually come across. And he was a mixture of the both of them, while also having the body, the physical appearance of a relative alpha. You know, he was 2 meters tall. That's what, about 6'1", 6' or something like that. I don't know how to convert well, but it's tall. You know, he's not as short. He was definitely a lot taller than me. So how you deal with that, man, deal with betas just like you deal with women. Just ignore it. Let them just spin off, and then they'll finally learn how to love you. So, and that's pretty much what happened. The guy, he ended up, like, he came over, apologized, brought, like, you know, like a bottle of champagne and said, look, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's how you deal with betas. Or guys who are carrying on a beta characteristic. That's how you work through that. Temper tantrums, you know, shit like, is it like he had temper tantrums with her pretty bad. So honestly, my relationship with my ex-wife's baby father was, as long as it was just me and him, it wasn't bad. I'll be completely 1,000% truthful about it. It was not a bad relationship. The situation came in was, I think it was more about how they met originally, and they both told me the stories how they initially met, at least, and they both lined up. He came in, she was like 27, 28. No, because she was 33, her son was one. Yeah, so she may be like 28, something like that. So she's, you know, she's coming at the end of her road, and she pretty much is the woman who I said in the previous video, how women will have a baby and run back to the village. That's exactly what she was. She lives in a village now, and she works in Prague, about 20 minutes away from Prague. So she has that perfect, like, mesh, that perfect, you know, situation. So she would go to Prague to party, to meet guys, you know, higher quality guys, because she could party in the village. There's always a disco or something in the village. You can go to a bar or something. But no, she wants that better quality, man. She's gonna drive 20 minutes to Prague. So so she met him. He would just throw around money. And I think they danced or something like that. And he got her number, they would talk, and then he showed up at her job, from what I gathered, you know, cutting out all the intricate bullshit. He showed up to the job with a handful of money, said, "I want to fly you to Paris," right? So what, I mean, any bitch who's 28 and running out of time in life, what is she going to do? "Oh, yeah, I found my Prince Charming. He's going to fix all my problems from where I fucked up the last 10 years, and nobody will notice that I was a fucking slut, and I'll just be a perfect happily ever after story." And she took him up on it. So she told, now the rest of the story is going to kind of come tidbits from his side and tidbits from her side. So they fly to Paris, and he started out just showering her with money. Took her to, you know, expensive restaurants and at expensive hotels. And he even like put like flowers on the floor, like that led to the bedroom for a 30-year-old bitch. Like, that shit's funny to me. But that shows you like the beta characteristics he had, right? And that she knew. See, like the more beta you are, the more a woman knows that she can manipulate you to pretty much stay around as long as she wants it, type of thing. So he just pretty much just showered her type shit with money. And it was just funny. Like, and me and her talked about it, and she admitted to, you know, the only reason she paid him attention because he was spending money on her. That's why, because she thought she could get that princess ending out of it, even though like she really didn't like him. You know, like, but like I said, she's older. This is more reason why I say never talk to older women seriously, man. Like, they're over 25, just they're fucking trash, and they're looking for their perfect happily ever after story. After 25, 26 at max, they're fucking garbage. Just pump them and, you know, use them like dirty fucking, you know, useless cunts, and then just leave them. That because it never ends well. So anyway, they end up having a baby. And now from her side of it, and I never listen to what women say anyway, but I remember what she told me. He pretty much just like took care of him for like the next year. But like, my ex-wife was a horrible liar, because I remember when we got divorced, she went to court because me and my ex-wife made a deal, because like I had already moved out. Like, I'm like, "Look, like, I'm done here. Like, I'm not, this is not worth arguing about. I'm not telling you where," because she tried to figure out where I was moving to. "I'm not telling you my address. You don't even know that. I'm just gone," right? So through emails, no, because matter of fact, one time she had called, because she would still call me after I moved out. And one time she said something so stupid. Because I had to pay her, like, she wanted me to pay her, like, it was something stupid. This is what it was. It was for the last electric bill when I hadn't even been there the last month. She wanted me to pay half of that. And like, so I just said, "Fuck it," paid it just to get her to shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of my life, right? 2 days later, she calls me and asks me how, and starts getting mad about the electric bill. And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? I already paid." She goes, "No, you didn't." Yes, I did. And I said, "Hold on, wait. Did you at least check your bank account before you called me?" And she goes, "No." I said, "Okay, you stupid fucking bitch. Never fucking call me again and have some intelligence before you call people and get mad at them." And hung up the phone, and I sent her an email. I said, "Never call me again." And she, now I will say this, that was a good part of it. When I told her never do something again, she would never do it again. She never did it again. Now, she was good with that. But now back to the original story. She lied in court at the divorce, because, you know, because they jot down all the notes, everything that happened in the courtroom. And she tried to tell the judge and everybody in court that she took care of me, that I didn't have a job, and she took care of me, and I was lazy, blah, blah, blah. And I will tell you this, I will admit, I didn't have a job, but I had my own money. So what I did was I went to the bank to get a notarized copy of every deposit that was made from my account to her account, you know, to pay my half of the rent of the mortgage or where we were living, and took it to court. So she will stone cold lie on you with a straight face, like most women will, especially if they think it'll make them look better. But so it's like I said, she will lie. But the story, back to the original topic, the story I got from her was that he was the same. He was lazy. She took care of him. Blah blah blah. I don't believe it because I watched her completely lie on me and say that she took care of me and I was broken. Blah blah blah. And I had bank statements and notarized bank copies of my transactions showing I deposited money to her. It's like probably more than she actually deserved in her account every month. So like I just watched it lie on that. So. Anyway, that was a long detour. Anyway, from my experience dealing with the baby father and her is like he is just like baited. He is just completely baited for her. And the thing was now I did get this other story. He was always a beta, and I'm not trying to talk shit about him, but this is just the reality of the situation. He always did beta things. Because another example was. My ex-wife told me a story about what he had was hit with his ex-wife. It was a scenario where his ex-wife would be out in the living room and be fucking other dudes while he'd be in the bedroom tending to his kid with her. Like, that was some gangster shit. that was some gangster shit. See, but that's what happened. And I mean, I sounds like I'm dogging them out, but it's just the reality. That's what happened when a lot of men are raised by women. Their whole logic system is just fucked up. There's no real mental stability because when a woman raised a boy, what is she gonna do? She's gonna tell him to do whatever he wants to do, whatever he feels. And men, no, men don't get away with that. Like and see that out of controlness comes out as they start to age. You see, and now as an older man, he can't control. Like, I truly believe at this point, he does not know how to control his temper tantrums. And it usually goes off with, like I say, it goes off with women. Because men just don't even deal. Men will just ignore them and and just don't talk to them. But it goes off with women. And this is why I can see how. Like, women who fucked with him before don't fuck with him again. Now I can tell you this. With my ex-wife, I know I can go back and fuck my ex-wife. I know I can put a baby in her right now. I know. And it's not just because she just wants a baby. It's because of how I left it off on that female game bullshit strategy that women try to pull on men. You see, I was the one who bounced on her. You see, like, now, had she have been the one to kick me out, well, then that would have been a whole different scenario. when a man has enough self-respect to walk away, you still have that certain amount of respect in her for you, if that makes sense. But yeah, man, like that beta shit. Like, yeah, I mean, like I say, when it was me and him, I mean, we even had a few things in common. But like when that beta shit would kick off, when another woman entered the room, like you could. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but I remember when I was in high school, man, I could even see it in guys then. When it's just y'all hanging out, he's a cool dude, laugh up. And as soon as a woman comes to the room, you can see his whole DNA and demeanor just like flip. And I remember seeing that even in guys in high school. I remember watching other guys do that. Like their whole demeanor and everything that they carry themselves, everything just changes. And it's like this woman has taken top spot. You see what I'm saying? When we're younger, that can be deemed as alpha. You see, it, depending on the guy and how he does it, it can be deemed as that, the woman taking number one spot. But like pretty much anything after like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-ish, and 22 is like getting late in it. No woman wants to be number one. Okay. None of them. Every woman hates that position of authority, that position of power. Every woman hates it. There is not a woman on the planet who genuinely likes it unless she's trying to get some money out this dude. That's about the only way women ever like that. And with the baby's father, see, he was that type of dude. This is why I said in a previous video, I truly believe unless she got super desperate, she would never fuck him again. She would never, it would be torturous for her to calibrate her pussy to want to fuck a guy like that. In all reality, unless she just was just super fucking horny and just needed to get pounded out a couple times, she just had like those types of men suffer. They can win in the earlier years while women are still really stupid in this regard. But once they get older, women start learning their place. That beta shit, it just doesn't work out, man. It really unless she's trying to get money out of them or trying to get a place to stay out of them or something like that. it just doesn't work out. It's torturous. It is extremely torturous for him. And this is why, like, I was reading this other thing today about female teachers, like, being like the sluttiest women. And that's about right. As far as like the dirtiest, nastiest shit you can do to them, usually the sluttiest ones, and I'm going to explain why. Usually the sluttiest women are the women who are surrounded by kids all day. Oh, well, that's just it. Usually women who are surrounded by kids all day. And or women who are in positions of power. And the reason why that is, I'm going to tell you the exact reason why that is because women genuinely despise being the figurehead of power. They genuinely despise being asked questions and having to give an authoritative response. They genuinely do not like it. I don't care what she is, where she is on the planet, what her job is, what her parents are like. When a woman's core nature hates that shit. If you let her be herself, she will. She hates every second of it. She hates it. So by the time, like, let's say, I remember one of my first whores was an elementary teacher. And man, she would do anything. Like she, because see, like for women, it's like, it's this dump. It's like, I gotta be a boss. Okay, just dump it. Just fucking take me. Just abuse the fuck out of me. Just cross all those lines that these kids and these employees can't cross with me. Like, they need that shit. So like, when you could find a woman, let's say if she's like an administrator or something like that, if you could find a woman who's not too prudish, okay, if she didn't go the other route of I deserve better. See, this is why it usually goes in these two routes when they get older. It's either I deserve better, or any man that walks in the door with at least it looks like he might have a job can fuck the shit out of me. Yeah, that's why it's one or the two, because that woman brain kicked in too far and now they're up here. Or that woman nature kicked in and now they're down here. You see, like, there's very rarely here. You see, that's why it's one extreme or the other. And like I said, see, women who have multiple kids are great sluts. Women who work in schools are great sluts. Women who work in administrative positions are great sluts. See, the ones who don't make and watch. No, pay attention. Now I've told you, just look in life now. Usually, like the women who work in, like, you know, basic call center jobs, or they work in bakeries, or they work part time, you know, where they don't have any of those two dynamics of either being where they don't have the dynamic of being a boss. Those women are not good sluts. No, unless she was like naturally a slut before. In most cases, those women who just work a basic marketing job, you know, they answer to someone, but nobody answers to them. You know, those women. They are usually the worst at sex. They are the worst. Every woman who I could think of who had just, you know, a normal job, a normal place. You know, she had people she answered to, but nobody answered to her. You know, those women, they're the most lackadaisical sex partners because they don't have that dump. They don't have anything unless you're just like a natural nymphomaniac or something like that, which is rare, but it does happen. Most of them, they don't have it. They need that dump of authority that like because they genuinely despise it. You see, like, it's so bad. See, like, see, in our Western countries where I'm from, women have time to sit down and think and blah blah blah. But you go to these countries where, like, motherfuckers is like struggling. Like, I think in some of these countries, man, like, women actively go out and go find a guy to take care of them. He's like, that's the whole goal, and to protect them. You see, like in America, see, this is what happens in countries where the country will take care of, where a country makes it clear they will take care of the women. The women get completely lackadaisical a lot of time. They get, I don't know if that's the right word to use. Women get, they get like any resemblance of them wanting a spouse for any longer than a handful of years and all that, it just goes out the window. And every culture that happens in, this is what it happens the same way. When the government pretty much says, oh, we'll take care of you, the woman goes, oh, well, I really don't need a man like that. And it just, you know, it just plummets. The quality of women just plummet. Because I don't know, that's a whole other topic. I'm going to get off here, man, because it's been 20 minutes. I'm getting hungry.